Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Again, sorry about the yellow. I think it's every time I wear blue that it's yellow. But good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. And the Morning Motivation is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast on Spotify, all of your streaming platforms. So if you cannot watch live, then go ahead and check us out there on all your streaming platforms. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good night to my international watchers. I hope you guys are doing well. Go ahead and load up the comments. If you're a first-time watcher, go ahead and let me know. My collar's a little jacked up on this side. Let me know where you guys are from. Let me know where you're watching from. Good morning, everyone. In today's topic, we are going to be reading from Sacred Woman again today. But I was recently watching something that I wanted to discuss. And I really want us to be very careful of who we allow to speak into our lives, who we listen to, what we pay attention to, and the messages that we receive, especially from people that we don't trust or aren't credible at all. Good morning. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the morning prayer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to do some readings out of the Sacred Woman again, because we got really, it was really good. It's a different topic today, but I really wanted to talk about this topic. So we're going to go ahead and pray. If you are not religious or spiritual or do not subscribe to the Christian faith, that is totally okay. I hope that is okay that I pray for you anyway. And all religions and backgrounds are welcome here. So no worries. All right. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to walk in your light and your purpose, and whatever that is said, let it come from you and through you, or through me from you. And I pray that everybody listens with an open heart, open mind, and that they take their own knowledge and wisdom and they go off into the world and align with your purpose for their lives. And we do all things that are pleasing in your darling, in your sight, and darling son, Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I get super excited when I'm on a go. Good morning. Good morning. So good morning, Miss Debbie. Good morning. I missed a few sessions, but I'm here. Hi, how are you? You're back. Good. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Madam Noir. Happy Tuesday. Taco Tuesday for some of us here, right? Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Marta. Grand Rising, you all. Rich Rising. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Sydney. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Deshandra. Good morning, Reckless Inspirer. Like that. Is this your first time tuning in? If it is, let me know where you guys are watching. Grand Rising Angel. Good morning, Naturally C. Good morning, Nichelle. Good morning. I hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are full of energy. Good morning, Touch of Terry. I see some of you guys have come back. It's been a minute. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We are on the 92nd episode. We are almost at 100 episodes strong. So if you guys have been here from the beginning, thank you. If you guys have come back, listen to the podcast wherever. I want to say I truly, truly appreciate you guys. Do not forget to hit the thumbs up button. It shows YouTube that you guys are, you love these, you're interested. It helps me out so much. And do not forget to subscribe. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Deshandra. And Grand Rising to you all. And good morning and good afternoon and good night. All right. So I wanted to talk about this because we had a discussion. This is not my first time. I just discovered you about a month ago. I wanted to drop in when I can. Thank you so much. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. I really, really appreciate it. Yes, you guys, please hit the thumbs up. Do not forget to subscribe and all of the above. So I don't know what episode it was, but we were having a conversation about how we want to be remembered in the world. So if you guys do not know, which most people in our community do, and if you are not, then here it is. So recently, a fellow YouTuber named Kevin Samuels passed away. It was sudden. People were not expecting his passing. And we did a conversation the day that I discovered that he passed about how we want to be remembered in the world, how we want people to remember us, how we treat people when we're here, because there's a big mixed message from his passing. He was a very controversial YouTuber. He was a person who was infamous. And again, infamous is being highly known in a negative light, meaning like Scar was infamous in The Lion King, Jafar was infamous in Aladdin. Sometimes people use infamous in the wrong way, but infamous is like you were, it's like Hitler was infamous in World War II, like that, so to speak. So Kevin Samuels was an infamous character on YouTube. And I've been seeing a lot of mixed messages in the media about his passing. Some people are celebrating, some people are saying that we shouldn't celebrate death. I never will celebrate somebody's passing or their death. However, I did talk about that day, and I'm going to highlight this before we move on. I did talk about that day about how you want to be remembered in the world. And unfortunately, the things that he preached, the things that he talked about, the things that he said on his platform, good, bad, or indifferent, the majority of how he made people feel, especially Black women, were very negative. It was a lot of negative emotions behind what he said. And some people can argue that, well, if you really listen to him, he had some valid points. Now, from what I've done my research over the last few days of just hearing different sides of just to get a better understanding, I told you guys I do a lot of research and I want you guys to chime in below as well. And I just wanted to hear why people felt the way they felt. And doing my own research and watching, there's a YouTuber named Yanni, and she brought up a lot of receipts about some of the negative things that he has said, some horrific things that he has said, speaking into the Black community, especially to Black women. And I do want to preface by saying, no matter how you feel about this individual, he did make a note that he started his platform with holding Black men accountable. It wasn't getting the views. It wasn't getting the attention. And then when he started coming down on Black women is when his popularity started to rise and the things that he was saying. Good morning. So again, I will never praise anybody's death. I wasn't raised like that. I don't think that that's fair. He was somebody's son. He was somebody's dad, I believe. So that's never something to be celebrated. However, I can understand why some people are relieved. A lot of the things that he was spilling out into the world were not really positive, were tainted. And a lot of women would call in and ask him questions. And one in particular was about sexual abuse of children. And his comment, he said this out of his mouth. I just watched the clip. And if you guys want to see these receipts, you can go on Yanni's channel and watch them. Her channel is Real Talk with Yanni. And one of the comments was said that he mentioned to the woman. So he told the woman, if me and you were married and one of your children said I looked at them or touched them inappropriately, what would your reaction be? And she said, I would leave you because I'm going to take the side of my child. And he argued with her and saying that because I'm the father of your other two children, that you should not, good morning, that you should not take their side. And as a victim of somebody that was sexually assaulted and molested, that is 100% the wrong answer. And that's why we have to be very careful who we get our advice from. That's why I always tell you guys, no matter what I say, do your own research. We have to be free thinkers. We cannot be sheep. We cannot follow the herd and follow the tribe and follow what people, everybody says, just because he's a Black man or just because he's a man or just because they're a woman or just because you may put them on a pedestal. And you have to know their intentions and why they're doing what they're doing. No matter what, I don't care what has happened on my platform. I never wanted to do anything salacious. It's easy to make money on the internet. If I wanted to make a whole bunch of money on the internet, I could take off my clothes and go to OnlyFans. I could degrade people. I can make toxic videos, but my heart is not called to do such things. My heart is called to be a voice and a light and plant seeds or give people the opportunity to plant seeds in their own lives by just some of the conversations that we have. But I will never tell anybody how to live their life or what they should do is best for them. But you be very, 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 very careful on who you listen to and who you let speak into their lives. Because for the fact that that Black man said that you should not listen to your child, but you should listen to the man, is absolutely absurd. Children, 9 times out of 10, do not go around and speak about sexual assault or sexual abuse in a fake way. So if your child ever does come to you and tell you something like that, one, it took courage for them to do that and to honor that and to listen to them. So be very, very careful with who you listen to, who you ask advice from, and who, you know, at the end of the day, you're an adult. You have to do what's best for you. And I always say that even to my coaching clients, I am not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to guide you, help you through to get to your goals, to help you see things maybe in a possibly more positive light, introduce you to my therapy options, but I am never here to tell you what to do. And I would never use my platform in such a disgusting way. And RIP to that man, but that's not cool. 100% made my blood boil when I saw that clip, when I saw the things that he says and that he mentioned, because I was not a fan for my own reasons. Again, I'm not trying to speak ill of the dead, but by any means, that should not be something that is tolerated, something that is praised, and something that is worshiped. I'm going to get off that because it's morning motivation, but I really, really, really had to say that, because for him to tell thousands of women that they should not listen to their kids if their kids come to them and say that they have possibly been sexually abused or looked at funny by a man, absolutely not. I don't care who I'm with. Every time my nieces and nephews come over, or my sister was over, anytime I had a boyfriend or anything, if he looks at you, makes you feel uncomfortable, you let me know immediately, because I don't tolerate that around me. And I don't care who it is. It could be Jesus himself. Absolutely not. So we have to protect our children. We have to protect our communities. And we have to be very careful of who we let speak into our lives and who we listen to and who we follow. This man had thousands and hundreds and thousands of followers. And a lot of people listen to his every word, and he caused a lot of toxicity, I think, more than he did well. And again, I hate to speak ill will about the dead, but that really made my skin crawl and blood boil, especially being a victim of that. And I would have been heartbroken if my mother wouldn't have believed me when I told her what had happened. So, and that does way more damage than it does protecting a relationship. So I hope that nobody took that advice to heart. I hope that you guys stand as your own as a mother and protect your children at all costs. And I pray that nobody is wicked enough or evil enough to continue to do those acts. But the fact that that was even a conversation that he felt to have is really weird to me, is extremely weird to me. One thing I can say is in my family on both sides, I have solid men, and that conversation has never come up. Oh, if you see me do this, are you going to believe your child over me? Why is that even a conversation? Why is that even something that we should even be communicating about? We don't have those kind of conversations in my household, in my family. And if a child does this, then what? It's giving me predator. So again, I'm going to get off that topic. We are going to read Sacred Woman, but I thought that was very important to say. If you guys want to see the receipts, please go watch. If you guys want to see everything that I'm talking about, go watch. It's called The Irony: Black Women Are Gaslit by Because of Kevin Samuels. And so it's real talk with Yanni. You guys can go check her video. She's a very classy woman who talked about it very eloquently, and she's very smart and educated. So you guys can go watch those. I'm not going to post those receipts, but I absolutely, when I saw that clip, it made my skin crawl, and it made me really have a disdain for somebody that I had no feelings for at all. So regardless, and that's why I said in that day when he did pass, is how do you want to be remembered? How do you want to live your life? How do you want people to remember you? By doing ill, for popularity, for money? You know, you pass away and the only pictures they can find are OnlyFans pictures, and then again, not to judge people, but how do you want to be remembered when you go? How do your children want to be remembered when they go? And I think that that's a conversation that we don't have frequently enough. So I'm going to read a few comments, and then we're going to move on to Sacred Woman. Again, I'm sorry if this wasn't motivational, but I really thought that that was important to say, especially with this platform, because everybody may have good intentions, but it doesn't matter what your intentions are if the work that you're doing is wicked, if the work that you're doing is not bearing good fruit. I could want an orchard of apples, but if I'm planting poison, I'm going to get poisonous apples. It does not matter. So Sorry, y'all. I just had to get that off my chest. I just have had to say that because it what I just saw made me want to vomit. So Turquoise says, I think that his delivery and condescending tone was very hurtful. His message could have been packaged in a more empowering way, but it was his delivery that made him infamous. Absolutely. And that's the thing, though. It's like, where's our line as people? Are we going to do everything for the dollar? Are we going to do everything for the gram? Are we going to do everything for popularity and likes and money? Like, where's our line as people? I think that we have to do better to knowing that, remember what we talked about that day, our reputation is better than silver and gold. You know, the Bible tells you that. So we have to make sure that we are, our minds are right, no matter what we want to do. Good morning. He may be dead, but he's not gone. Some men worshiped him, not knowing Kevin wasn't even talking about them. Yeah, I think that people are going to be talking about this man for a very long time. He was very controversial. But also, I do kind of side-eye the men that were praising this man. Because I'll give you guys a story. I was with a very toxic guy that had a lot of healing to do. And he loved Kevin Samuels. And I didn't realize how toxic he was until after the situation was over. So we watched the video, watched the whole thing of Kevin Samuels, and I could see some of the points that he was making. But it was his delivery, was how hurtful he was, which made him popular, which made him infamous, which made people watch because they wanted to be entertained, right? Which is cool or whatever. But knowing the type of man that he was, I was just like, I get why you only care about bashing women and not taking any accountability or self-control for yourself, unfortunately. Traumatized woman sought out validation and advice from him. It really, and then he also believed in physically harming women too as a form of punishment when they did not listen or when they got too combative or they argumentative. I wish a man would. And to that point, we have to use discernment with everyone. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. I love Yanni. Her Instagram is the best. Definitely agree with this way. It was very important to say. Thank you, Destiny. Oops. Let's see. Ashley says, good morning and good morning, Motivational Feed. Thank you, Ashley. Good morning. Period. Thanks for addressing that, Brittany. I appreciate that. Thank you. Good morning, Brittany. I didn't listen to him, but I don't like how he made women over 30 feel. You can't call a woman a certain age, leftovers, have mixed emotions on all this. And the irony is that he would tell women that they would die alone if they had standards or if they wanted certain things. And unfortunately, that's how he passed. But again, I'm not going to celebrate a death or anything like that. We are people of class and people of high morals, and not saying that I'm better. But how do you want to be remembered? How do you want people to affirm your death? What do you want people to say at your funeral when you pass away and not have to defend or anything like that? Man. Good morning, She Amber. We have to be aware of what we feed our minds on a daily basis. Absolutely. Yes, I didn't even know he passed. He did. He passed a few days ago. The episode that I did is How You Want to Be Remembered was the day that it went public. We had a real conversation about that and how we want to be remembered. How do you want people to remember you? What things do you want people to say? I don't want people defending me on the internet saying what a good person I was. I want my work to speak for itself. And I pray that everybody else feels the same way. You know, how do you want to be remembered? God forbid any of us can go at any time. You know, outside looking in, I know that he had some health complications, but you would think that the man was healthy. You would think that he would have no issues. I didn't really know him too much, didn't really watch him too much. But outside looking in, we never know when it's our time. And I really think it's important to not go for the low-hanging fruit when we're after our goals, when we're after what we want. Yes, it may be easy money. Yes, it may get likes and views. Yes, it may, put some money in your pocket temporarily. But what seeds are you planting? What are you, and honestly, from what The Bible tells us once our purpose is up and once we've done what God has called us to do, we go. You know, we're done on this planet, and we don't know what time that is. We don't know if it's tomorrow. We don't know if it's today. We don't know if it's 30 years from now, 50 years from now. We all pray for long lives, but anything can happen. You know, it's morbid, but it is what it is. And people don't like talking about death. But we have to walk in a way and have to do everything we can in our power each and every day to be the best people that we can be, to go after your mission, to walk in your purpose, to do things that are pleasing in God's sight. Remember, we talked about, do you want him to be proud of you? Or like, hey, I gave you this platform, I gave you this opportunity, I gave you this money, and this is how you chose to live your life. This is what you chose to implant in my children. Because we're all supposed to take care of each other. We're all God's children. You know, everybody's not going to like this conversation, but we are all here to help and uplift and nurture one another. Does everybody do that? We know everybody doesn't. But you have the power to control your narrative, your life. Yes, you may not be put on statues and you may not be known in history books or whatever the case may be, but what is your purpose? What is your insight? What is your plan? What does God have for you? You know, and I would be very disappointed with my life if when I left, people had to debate if I was a good person or not. My work just couldn't speak for itself. People praised that I died. Like I was Hitler or I was freaking, you know, a part of the KKK or something. You know, I would be very disappointed in myself if I was the demise of a sector of my community that I say that I love and I praise so much and that I want to hold accountable. I just don't think that that's right. I don't think that that's something that I would want to do. And I pray that we're thinking about this because every day we wake up and we get on the internet, somebody else is going. You know, and it's unfortunate, but that's the nature of life. We come into this world through birth. We leave through death. It is what it is. But that topic, predators in which you shared, needs to be discussed more. I agree. And I would say, women, be very careful while you're dating. I know we're going to get into the book, but I think that this is a topic that we don't talk about enough in our communities. Be careful who you allow to watch your children. You know, one thing I was talking to my homegirl about is I don't understand how people dislike women or certain women and they let them watch their children. You know, I don't care what age is. You have to be very careful. You have to have communication with your children. One thing about my sister that I did when she was growing up, as soon as she can comprehend, nobody's allowed to touch you. Nobody's allowed to. And if anybody makes you feel a way, they look at you and make you feel uncomfortable, you come and tell me. You won't get in trouble. You won't be harmed. You won't do anything. But tell me as soon as possible, as soon as you feel uncomfortable, as soon as it happens, when the man is out of the room or he leaves, I go to my nieces and nephews. Are you guys okay? Do you guys feel safe? Does he make you feel uncomfortable? And they always say no, but I check in and make sure, because a lot of kids are scared. A lot of kids will not tell you what's what. They won't tell you what's tea. They won't tell you if, you know, mommy's boyfriend keeps looking at them weird or walked into them on the bath. No man should be walking in on children in the bathroom. Like the fact that he was like, if she said that I looked at her in the shower, what? Why are you? If you know the shower is running, you know somebody's in there. If the door is closed and there's a light on, you know somebody's in there. And if you are a man in the house with children or anybody's in the house with children, you should always knock. Or if you do accidentally go in there, you say, excuse me, I'm sorry, my bad. Like you should want a child to feel as safe as possible in their sexuality or their sexual whatever. That shouldn't even be a question. That shouldn't even be something discussed. They're children. So there are predators in this community. There are predators. Did you guys see the movie? And I'm sorry, I know I'm off topic, but we do have to talk about this. What is that movie? When the little girl was born in Walmart, and it was Ashley Judd and her name, the little girl's name was Americus. Somebody in the comments, let me know. I know y'all know that movie. It's a movie, and it was a woman. Ashley Judd played the character. She also played in Double Jeopardy, and she had 5 kids. And one time she met this man, and the man was like, oh, your kids are so beautiful. I love your kids. She went to work, let the man watch her children, and the man totally abused the kids, like 100% abused them. And she said that her son always felt uncomfortable around this man. She said that her son always felt a way around this man, and she did not listen to her kids. If y'all know the movie, then you know the movie. But I would be heartbroken as a parent to know that I was the one that assisted in putting my kids in harm's way. And again, you can't control everything because you don't know all the time who your children are around, but that's that communication. That's that safety. That's that if anything at any time ever happens to you, this is what you do. This is what you run, especially if you are a victim of sexual assault or child molestation. You already know how that is and what that feels and the trauma that comes behind it. And if you do have that, if you've ever been through that, please go get therapy to heal that part of yourself, because it's very, very important. But if you've been a victim of that, if you've been sexually assaulted, right? And I'm sorry to be throwing these words out like that, but we need to be talking about this in our communities. Please tell your children how to communicate with you. And if you are a man, you should be 100% aware of how you are around children and women too, because women can also do some crazy things. But let's keep it, it is what it is. Like when you're coming in and around people's children, it should be 100% safe space. Where the Heart Is. Thank you. I knew somebody was going to know. The movie is called Where the Heart Is. Thank you. It is Where the Heart Is. Yes. And so that is something that when I heard that, and he was like, you're going to just believe your children? Abso-freaking-lutely. And you got to go. Actually, you ain't going, the police coming to get you. Because you need to be locked up. You need to be under the jail for touching and harming a child or looking at a child in a weird way. Are you kidding me? Children go through enough. We go through enough in this life for that to be an issue, for that to be something that we have to even deal with. And that carries throughout your entire life. You never forget that. It's not something that it just goes away. You can go to therapy, you can heal. It's still something that's a part of you. You want to be responsible for taking a child's innocence? Are you dumb? Like, y'all, I'm so sorry. I love children so much. And the fact that somebody would say on the internet, not to protect children, is crazy to me. And people are defending this man. People are defending this man. And it's just like, do you not know what harm comes to children when you allow stuff like that to happen? That's not cool. It's not okay. It's not cool. It's not okay. And no, you should leave that man ASAP. You should call the police ASAP. Do not feel bad. Don't feel guilty. He has now scarred your children for the rest of their lives. No, he needs to be under the jail. 110%. No, so he cannot do that to other people's children because they continue. People that harm children continue to harm children because they get away with it. That is not okay. Now it's making me question him. Like, were you over there harming people's kids? Like, are you crazy? Oh, good riddance. I'm so sorry to say that, but good riddance. Like, that type of toxicity should not be allowed to speak such things on the internet to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. That is absurd and obscene and mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. Absolutely not. It's okay. I'm just frustrated. Like, I'm crying because of the pain that I feel for the kids, for the pain that I feel that the kids, that those women listen to this man will go through. That's why I'm upset. And I know what that feels like as a child. You know, thank God my mother listened to me. I would have been devastated if she didn't believe me. It was scary enough to go to her and tell her what happened. Do you understand what I mean? So because my mom took my side and protected me, made our bond stronger. I'm telling you now, if you do not believe your children, you don't listen to your children, that will be years of resentment. Jeannie Mai went through that. Jeannie Mai, Jeezy's wife. If you guys don't know, Jeezy's wife is Jeannie Mai. She's a host and reality star and all of those things. She was also abused as a kid. She went to her mother and told her mother, and her mother did not believe her. And she continued to be abused, and she continued to have resentment and all these things for her mom for years because her mother did not protect her, because her mom didn't believe her, because she was listening to people like Kevin Samuels. So all I'm saying is we need to have these conversations. And I know, I'm sorry, y'all, this is not motivational, but it's very important for us to talk about, because no child should feel unsafe. No child, you should never have to question. Children don't just go around and make that stuff up. That's not something that they even think about or something that they even know about unless it happens to them. My friend was getting her hair braided, and the stylist left her young son with my friend while she had to go to the store. We were flabbergasted. Thank God my friend isn't a predator or irresponsible. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's okay. Exactly. It's not okay. You shouldn't even want to be with somebody who would think to harm a child. Good morning, Vanessa. If complained about chest pains, would you really believe? I wouldn't even at this point. What I just saw, I wouldn't care. I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. You're going to have to work on me a little bit more. I wouldn't even care. It's hurtful seeing so many men in our community defend such a person. I was shocked when I found out who this man was. And again, I'm not trying to beat down the dead. I am not a disrespectful person. I didn't even know these things existed because I was not a fan. But for the people who listened to him, like, he was telling this to a mother. He had her on, like, if I were to bring one of y'all on the thing and had you guys face to face, he was telling this to a mother and making her second guess her own mothering. Like, when she said, he asked her, well, what would you do? And she said, I would leave. He made her feel bad about being a great mother. Like, what? Are you kidding me? But I completely understand how people can see that as normal. And I think it's okay because they may have grown up like that. And that's why they know, but they need help. It's not okay. Yes, always listen to your kids. This is ludicrous. Absolutely. Exactly. No child should ever feel unsafe. Absolutely. That's it's very disgusting. So when you see people defending this person, when you see people have so much praise and admiration for this person, and right, they could have had a different experience. You know, I'm not saying everything he said was bad, but it was very toxic and it was very demeaning and it did not help the community whatsoever. So when we praise people, we put people on pedestals and we listen to people, it is very important that we really think for ourselves. Even me, y'all, I'm not perfect. I do not know everything. I am here with a platform, and thankfully, I pray that my work is doing way more good than bad. But I would never tell anybody to allow their kids to be abused or to hit one another. I am nonviolent. I am a person who believes children should be safe at all times, and I believe in love and healthy, happy relationships. But in no form of fashion would I ever tell somebody that it's okay to hit somebody. If you are in a relationship where people just are not communicating properly, then leave. If you are in a relationship, men, where you are with a woman who is so combative that you cannot get the last word, that you have to feel that you are wanting to put your hands on her in order to straighten her out, then you need to leave. That is a relationship that just needs to end ASAP. If you are with a man who tells you you're crazy for believing your children over something that he has done, leave that man. Leave him. Because there's absolutely no circumstances should any of that be okay. Should any of it be okay? Whatsoever. Oh my gosh, you are absolutely right. And following the spirit of the Lord to speak this message, I am praying for our children in a world as well. Exactly. You guys, pray over your children. Pray over your children. Pray over their lives, their well-being, their circumstances. I know my grandmother's prayers kept me safe. Prayers work, you guys. Pray over your children. Talk to your children. Communicate with your children. If anybody makes you feel unsafe, if they look at you, touch you, let me know as soon as possible. Do not think that you're going to get in trouble. Think that they're going to harm you. I will protect you. If they know that they will be protected, they will come to you and tell you when something shady has happened. Do not believe a person, especially a man or an adult, over your children. Most of the nine times out of 10, children do not lie when it comes to things like that. Children can't even fathom to make that up. That's not something that they plot, just like most women that are victims, right? But children, that's not something a child would think about. Oh, I'm gonna tell my mom he looked at me so I can. No, that does not happen. So please believe your children. Please, please protect your children. Because there are some people out here who are predators, who look for women who need help, who look for women with young kids, who seek these things out. And it could even be your husband, God forbid. You know, we've seen too many movies and too many situations and scenarios where that is what happens. You know, look at The Color Purple. Her children were from her father. You know, this stuff is not, it's not okay. It's in our community. It's been in our communities for centuries. It's not okay. It's sick. It's mental stuff that's going on. But we have to protect our children. We have to protect everybody's children, especially if they're not yours. But if you do not like somebody, do not leave your children with them. That is crazy to me. And men, when you have children, don't just be leaving your children with women because they're cool and that they'll watch your child. I was dating this guy when I was in college, and he would leave his daughter with me for days. Thank God I wasn't a predator, but he would just leave his children with, and my mom would be like, Brittany, that's not okay. And I was so young, I didn't even understand. I thought it was okay. I was like, well, I'm going to take care of her. And my mom was like, that is not okay. And now I get it. Now as being a full grown adult, I understand. So women, when you are with a man or you're dating a man and you're just dating him, he is not in a relationship, do not be a babysitter for him. Because that's all it is. You should not be, he should not leave you with his children. Absolutely not. And if he is okay with that, you got to question that man. Because that is not okay. And a lot of men do that. They'll just leave their kids with a woman they think is okay and cool. Absolutely not. You have no idea. You have no idea. Do not do that. No wonder so many of these men don't care about protecting Black women. Some of them don't even care about protecting them when their girls sad, especially men. If y'all have daughters, it is very sad. Shamber says parents should be their kids' biggest protectors. Absolutely. Absolutely. So with all that being said, y'all, please, we have to continue to be wiser and smarter and not just listen to any and everybody. I want you guys to go watch this video. If you feel any type of way about defending this man and his legacy and whatever he tried to do, I'm so sorry. Rest in peace. But no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nothing. When I heard that little, it did. I don't care about nothing else. I don't care what your intentions were. I heard two clips about him saying it's okay to hit women when they get out of control. And it's okay for you to dismiss your children and believe your husband if you have kids with him. If they say that he looked at them in the shower, why is that even a conversation? Why are we even talking about this? That's weird energy. It's predator energy. It's giving me, you've been abused and you think that that's okay. And it's like, why is that even? I wish that would be a conversation. You got to go. Something ain't right with you. You have to go. You have to go. Where you were when I was young, you ladies need to take notes. Oh, Veronica, thank you. Morning, I'm late. What did I miss? Okay, so we were supposed to be reading out of Sacred Women. That's what we did yesterday, Chills. But I had to double back. So a few days ago, we had a conversation about how we want to be remembered because of the death of an influencer. I don't even want to speak this man's name anymore. Of an influencer who was infamous. And I recently was watching a live stream with Real Talk with Yanni. She's a really dope influencer, YouTuber. She's a Black woman. She stands on, you know, morals and values that sometimes I align with. Sometimes I disagree with her points, but, and nonetheless, she's never disrespectful. She's never, toxic. She just speaks from her mind and her heart, and she doesn't spill tea or anything like that. Very great YouTuber. You guys go check her out. And she has clips of this individual saying very, very toxic and spewing very nasty things about, especially about Black women. The first clip said that the only reason he started talking about Black women in the first place was because when he would hold men accountable, Black men accountable, nobody would listen. He didn't get the views. He didn't get the likes. So he switched his content to start bashing Black women. And first clip I watched, he said that he's okay with when a woman gets out of control or she's doing too much, that you should be able to hit her with an open hand. And then the second clip I watched was him saying to a woman, a mother, that if her child came to her and said that if they were married, because he used himself as an example, if they were married and her daughter came to her and said, oh, Ma, he looked at me in the shower, I feel weird, that she shouldn't take her daughter's side, that she should side with the man or side with him. And and that's something that I don't care. I mean, I'm going to watch the rest of her video. Her video is about an hour and some change, an hour and 40 minutes long. I'm going to watch the rest of it. But basically, she was saying how in the culture, everybody's saying, don't bash him. You know, you guys just don't want to be held, Black women don't want to be held accountable and all of these negative things. And I was just saying how we have to really be careful about who we listen to, who we allow into our space, who we soak up their knowledge. We have to be leaders. We have to be thought leaders. We have to think with our own minds and not be sheep. I will never go on the internet and ask a random man's advice that I do not respect just because he's dressed well and he calls himself high value because he has money or he's a certain age and he looks a certain way. I have high value men in my life. They don't look like that or act like that or talk like that. I consider my father high value because he takes care of his home. He takes care of his wife. He is a good leader in our family now. It took him a while to get there, but he's a great man in my eyes. And he takes care of his grandchildren. That, to me, is a high value man, not because of the money that he has, not because of how people perceive him on the internet or what he speaks about and whatever. It's because of he's shown me he's not a predator, for one. He's not somebody who disrespects women. I have never heard my father degrade or disrespect a woman. Not my mother, not any woman. I've never heard him use the B word. My father has never degraded me. He's only tried to strengthen my mind. You understand? He challenges me because we're a lot alike. But other than that, he has never degraded me as a man ever in my life. He's never told me that a man should be okay. Like, there's so many things that my father instilled in me as a woman that were positive. That's what I call a high value man. Not that. Not because you have nice suits and you sit in a room with lights and you have a microphone. That is not high value. Values are what you instill into your community. I look at 19, my honey, high value. I look at 19 Keys as high value. Earn Your Leisure as high value men. Wall Street Trapper as high value men because the things that they are saying are positive and uplifting the community. Not telling a woman that she shouldn't believe her children because of a man, or not telling a woman because she's over 35, she's used up in all of this garbage that he was spewing into the Black community. So whatever his intentions were, we're highly negative, highly toxic. And any man who praises and runs after every single word he says needs to be reevaluated for yourself. You need to look at that man 100% again and be like, are you sure? Because a lot of the men that he was talking to don't hold themselves accountable. They need a whole lot of work. And I dated one. And he was toxic beyond measure. That man is so traumatized. And I thank God I didn't take that on as my own ish. But he was the one that people ask me all the time, why did you go to relationship coaching? He was it. After that situation, I was like, I'm doing something wrong if I attracted this clown. He was fine. He looked good. All of the above, right? On the outside, you would think that he had Airbnbs. He was an entrepreneur doing his own thing. But when I say this man was so toxic, he didn't have a profess, protect, or provide in his body. Just was not a man that I would call. But he looked at himself as high value. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, I was here when you spoke the other day about that guy. Daniela says, yes, I was watching her live last night. You guys check her out. It's really good. She brings receipts. She's not a tea spiller. She's not a basher, but she brings receipts. So I love it. I feel bad for his daughter. I didn't even know he had a daughter. I pray for her because it sucks to lose a parent. And unfortunately, we have to think about that too. Like, what legacy are you leaving for your children? Do y'all know? So this was interesting, right? Do y'all know that the lineage of Hitler, everybody that had the last name Hitler, when they moved to America, they either had to change their last name or they stopped having children so they wouldn't spread that lineage. Like, look at Hitler's legacy. It stops after that next generation because nobody wanted to carry on that name. Could you imagine your parents were so toxic, or you done something so negative to the culture, the community, the world, that people don't even want to have kids anymore to carry on your legacy because of what you did? Not to say that he's on the same level as Hitler. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that we have to be very mindful of how we walk in the world and how we show up in the world and what we do and the seeds that we plant, and that we're walking in God's sight, no matter about the money, no matter how much we're praised on the internet, because I feel like a lot of people are selling their souls right now. And yes, there may not be signing contracts with the per se devil, but anytime you put money on a pedestal to that extent, to where you're downing your own community, or you're showing your body to the world for money, because beauty is fleeting, you guys. We all know this. We will not be this young and this fine forever. We will not be this young and this fine forever. I already got a glimpse of myself as an old woman in a muumuu with a head wrap making my herbs. If God says the same, I got a glimpse of that yesterday. That's probably going to be me. I'm not going to be this cute. Beauty is fleeting. Beauty does not last forever. The Bible tells us that. Beauty is a gift, right? But how we use the gift while we have it is very, very important. Just like how you use your power, how you use your job, how you use the things that God has given you is super important. It's easy to do the easy stuff. It's easy to take in. It's easy to take off your clothes. It's easy to have sex for money. All of that is easy, but it traumatizes the soul. You understand? So we have to be very careful what we do. Go through the struggle a little longer instead of selling out. See, we think selling out sometimes can be about the white man. No, we sell out ourselves all the time as people, with the music, with how we get our money, what we do for our money, all of those things. I don't think anybody that's listening is that person. You know, I think a lot of us are like-minded, but that's what we do as people. You understand? So we have to be very, 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 very careful with the things that we do for money and we do for clout or popularity. You know what I mean? And I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. I'm not holier than thou. I am not perfect. Okay. I've made my mistakes. I haven't been this person my whole life. I'm no better than nobody else. But I want us all to be very aware in the things that we instill in the children and the younger generations and your nieces and your nephews. Like, take those times to seed those lessons. Who cares if they don't want to listen? Plant the seed in them anyway. And then they'll take that, they'll grow up and they'll go and look back at it and be like, dang, my auntie was right. Or I remember when my aunt Gigi said this, or my grandmother said this, or my mom told me this. You know, the Bible says we raise a child as they should be. Even if they go off and they deter and they go into the world, they will come back and honor that. So don't stop praying for your kids. Don't stop teaching them about God. Don't stop teaching them right or wrong. Don't stop asking them what's going on in their schools. Don't stop going through their phones. Don't stop being the awesome parent that you are because they need. And don't stop talking to them, asking them, hey, are you okay? Check in with them. Has anybody harmed you, touched you? Has anybody hurt your feelings today? You know, something I heard a mother say that she asked, oh, my homegirl, she asked her kids, you know, how do they feel about themselves? You know, that's something that me and my homegirl were talking to her daughter about. I got her on the phone. I said, hey, so my Auntie Bibi, how do you feel about yourself? And she was like, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. And I was like, well, and then her mom was like, well, why? What's going on? And then she talked about how people were making fun of her at school for being skinny. And then we got a whole lesson about being thin and how beautiful that's going to be, and how God made her, because she's always wanted to be a model, even if she was a little girl. I said, God gave you a model's body. I said, so your body is even though people are making fun of it now, and gave her lessons on why people make fun of her, and, you know, because it's them, it's not you. So we took that as a learning lesson for them, to instill and implant good things into them. Check in with these kids. Sometimes we can get so swept up on what we have going on that we're not helping them through their growing up process, because we weren't helped, right? Tap into these kids. Did anybody hurt you today? Did anybody make you feel a way? How do you feel about yourself? You know, make sure that your children love themselves. Make sure that they know what self-love is. We work on self-love all the time. We work on ourselves, but let's not wait till the kids get to their 20s and have to figure it out and go to therapy. Let's start it as a young kid. You know, my homegirl, when I was watching her kids, she had to go out of town. Every morning she had them say affirmations. I am beautiful. I am strong. In the car, they said their morning prayer. They did the Lord's Prayer every morning, and then they did their affirmations, and that was their ritual on the way to school every day. You know, and there were days one of the kids didn't want to do the prayer, and that was a lesson. And we thank God no matter how we feel. We can be mad. I was like, you can be mad at Auntie Bibi, but you still need to praise God. You still need to honor God in these ways. You still need to do this. You know what I mean? So take these little monumental things and make them lessons and instill and plant those good seeds into these children, because when they grow up, they'll have something to go and nestle with. You know, we didn't get that, and that's okay. But now we know better, so we can do better for the next generation. Now we can plant these good seeds into these children instead of them growing up passively, and then they get to a certain age and we don't know what the hell is going on with them. You understand? So let's use all of this as a learning tips to make the next generation so much better. I agree. Don't listen to everybody on the internet. I wrote off a girl that I associated with because she backed he promoted. Goes like, how can you agree with such toxicity? Because people don't have, you know why people agreed with that? Because they looked at him as a father figure because they were broken. I will tell you that anybody that like hung on all his words and was really, you know, it was because they didn't have father figures. My dad never talked to me like that. You know what the advice I was given as I was getting older is, have kids when you're ready. Enjoy your life. Live your life. Not, you better hurry up, because if you turn 35, you're going to be used goods. And never got those speeches. My dad was like, you'll know when you're ready. He would tell me, you're not ready yet, but you'll know when you're ready. Because he knew me being ready to be a mother was more important than my age. Everybody's not meant to be a mother at 25. I was not mentally ready yet. My children would have not gotten this person. They would have got a whole different selfish person. So ladies, don't let society or people like that rush you into something that you are not mentally, spiritually, or mature enough to handle. We want to raise children to be better human beings, not just have kids to have kids because they got cute outfits and just say that you have kids or because you like this guy at this stage in your life. That's not a good enough reason to have children. You know, have some goals for them. You know, everybody should watch that movie, King Richard. I heard it's an amazing movie, and I've seen the previews and I want to watch it. But what that character instilled in Venus and Serena and the rest of his family. He wasn't a character. He was a real man. There you go. So she, Amber, says we need to do men like Taraji P. Henson did for her boyfriend. And I can do it all by myself. No one's saying this is a joke because she got him for doing what he did to the little girl. That movie, I can do all bad all by myself. I know what you mean. I didn't get it at first. I get it. Right. Kill him. Not kill him. Don't kill anybody. Call the cops. Don't kill anybody. I'm not telling y'all to kill nobody. Don't kill nobody. If you're running around telling me your high value and not showing me your high value, you're probably not high value. Absolutely. A man who's high value, he don't gotta say nothing. You know, because you know. Lady, where were you? They say God gives us what we need when we need it. I have a 10-year-old now, and I was thinking what to say. Yeah. You just ask. You just ask. You tap in with your children. What's going on? How are you? How do you feel about yourself? You know, did anybody hurt your feelings? Did anybody touch you, harm you? You know, in these conversations you have on a daily basis, every time I would see my sister, from the time she was about 3, where she could kind of comprehend, I was like, I would take her hand. It says, nobody touches. We didn't call it a vagina. Even though I will say, if you have little kids, you should be teaching them the proper terminology to their body parts. And the reason being is if somebody said that they did touch your children, right? And your child could not testify and use the word vagina, they could get off, or use the word penis, they could get off. So it's imperative for us to stop using slang words and little terminology and really use the meaning of the actual words, like vagina and penis, the scientific terms, and breasts, because if we don't, the person can go get off because the court doesn't understand slang when it comes to our body parts. So saying cuckoo and na-na and things like that, even though it's easier for them to understand, we should really be teaching them the proper terminologies as early as possible. So God forbid something happens, they know the correct words for their body parts, so we can get those people locked up. Okay, so we need to be very, very mindful of the things that we teach them, and tap in, ask them, hey, how are you doing? What's going, not just how was school? Fine. Did you learn anything today? No. Yeah. What'd you learn? We learned about this. Okay. And then that's as far as the conversation goes. I'm guilty of it too. How's school? That's all we ask kids is how's school? How's your life? What's going on with you and your friends? Is anybody mean to you and your friends and your friend group? Did anybody make you laugh? Is anybody funny? How do your friends make you feel? That's something I've never heard. How do your friends make you feel? Because that's important. Your friends could be in the little mean girl clique, you know, or be bullied. You know, how do your friends make you feel? How do people at school make you feel? How do you feel about yourself? Yep, I wouldn't be the person that I am today if not being for the great seed some teachers and even strangers placed in me. Absolutely, Miss Debbie. Let's see. I love that y'all had that conversation with her. Absolutely. I would teach her, like, nobody's supposed to touch here except for mommy. And if you're getting your pamper changed, like at 3, when they can comprehend, nobody's supposed to touch this. Do you understand? What's nobody supposed to touch? And she would touch herself, like, nobody's supposed to touch that. And if anybody touches you, you tell me. You will not get in trouble. They will not hurt you. I will protect you. You tell me or you tell mommy is the conversation I had with my sister every time I seen her. And as she got older, I would check in with her. Has anybody harmed you? Has anybody touched you, made you feel uncomfortable? Because I would go months, sometimes years, or not years, well, sometimes years without seeing her. But every time I would check in, hey, is everything okay? You know, has anybody harmed you? These conversations are very, very important because you never know. You never know. We think people are good people, but a lot of people are not. Kids would make fun of my eyebrows, and my mom and dad would be like, adults pay to have eyebrows like yours. And as I got older, I saw that to be true. God made us intentionally. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially with our features. I cried five times during King Richard. I have to watch it. But sometimes our features can be made fun of. I got made fun of for being skinny, and I got all the names in the book, hula hoop through a Cheerio, anorexic, all types of stuff, right? But, you know, if it wasn't for my family saying, you know what, you're going to be thankful you were skinny one day. All the girls that are making fun of you, they're going to be fat one day. And even though that was mean, but, you know, the girls always making fun of me, you know. So it's important to instill good things and healthy things into our children, and to not let society or men on the internet or people on the internet, you know, raise our children. So sorry that we did not get into Sacred Woman, but I felt like this was super important because it is a part of Sacred Women, is to protect our children, to protect our families. We as women are that main vessel. The men protect us 100%. They protect us emotionally and physically. But if you are unfortunate to have that, we have to be that vessel in our communities, in our homes, other people's children, our children, nieces, nephews, cousins, the gamut. If they're a child and they're in your care, we have to do our very best to instill great things into them. Knowledge, self-love, knowledge of self, honor, respect, integrity, the entire nine, especially self-respect, 110%. Hello, I would love to come on your platform to share my story, and I could spread awareness to young girls and boys and give them strength to know it's not their fault and tips to get through it. That would be beautiful, Kiki. I can, DM me so we can have a conversation so we can figure that out. But yeah, we need to be telling kids, and it's not their fault. If they're ever in a situation, and God forbid, if they do ever come to you and tell you that that has happened to them, let them know that it's not their fault, that you will protect them and you get them counseling and therapy as soon as possible to work through what they experience, because there's a lot of aftercare and you don't want that issue to continue with them through their adulthood, because trauma like that, sexual trauma, untapped and just buried, is only going to result in promiscuity and lack of self-love and seeking validation and all of these things, especially if you do not have a father in the home and you have little girls. These conversations are super, super, super important to have. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I'm so sorry that we didn't get to the book today. I will change the title because we did not read from the Sacred Woman. But we will. I just really thought after watching that video that it was very interesting. So if you want to see the video that I'm referring to, it's Real Talk with Yanni. Yanni is spelled Y-A-N-I-E. Real Talk with Yanni. She's on YouTube. Very informative video. If anybody has wants to defend this man, I would say share this video with them and let them give you another perspective. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope you guys continue these conversations with your tribe, your circle, because they're super, super important for us to talk about in our communities. I love you guys. I pray for peace, blessing, and protection for you and your families. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Bye, y'all.